Begin transmission.
Hello and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and I'm about to go to lunch. I'm sitting in my car with the girl, you know, the hot one. Say hi, girl.
Hello.
And we're going to Jim and Jenny's, the Greek restaurant, because it's French dip day. Vroom, 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 and through the magic of radio, we have arrived at Jim and Jenny's Greek village. So, let's get out of the car. I'm going to let this run. We'll capture some ambience of lunch. We have not come here during rush hour. We always like to come late because this place gets crowded and crazy. Opening the door, and here we go. Oh, there's nobody here. Oh, no, there's one couple here. Jim's sitting at the table reading his newspaper.
Booth over there is fine. Okay. And is it a diet and tea? Is
yes.
What we're having these
tea yes. For me, please.
Okay. Do you have lemon honey? I forgot.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Surprise me.
Okay.
And we've been given menus even though we don't need them today. And as I sit here waiting for my iced tea to arrive, I can see potatoes, Greek potatoes. Oh, here comes my beverages. Oh, yummy tea.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you guys going to have today?
I think we'll have the French dip with French fries, please.
Okay.
And today, I think I will have... Wait, did you say you're getting French fries?
Yes.
I will have a hamburger and a salad with the house.
Dressing?
Yes, please.
And some A1?
And some A1.
Okay.
Not for my salad, for the hamburger.
Right. All right. Is that it for you then?
Yeah, I think that should do it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to get the souvlaki, but I changed my mind last night because I had souvlaki the other day, and so... I'm gonna have hamburger today because the Greek hamburgers here are insane. I bet you didn't know there was such thing as a Greek hamburger. There isn't. I'm having the regular hamburger with all the yummy Greek spices and some A1 sauce because I like the sauce.
Need sauce. You definitely need sauce.
And I'm gonna eat her French fries. And now, gotta take my magic enzyme pills so I can eat the bread of my hamburger. How many pills do I have left? I got a bunch. Alpha galactosidase. That's what I'm eating. And because I have such bizarre sugar issues, I'm gonna take one packet of sugar and one packet of sweet and low and put it in my big cup of tea here. Lulu. And then I'm going to squeeze a little bit of this lemon, get that lemon in my tea. Maybe you can hear the fries being dropped in the background. I can hear the fryer burbling for the girly girls' French fries. And they're the big, fat, thick steak fries kind of fries. And I can't eat very many, so I never order them. Because you get a lot here. You get a ton of food here. Every meal's like $7, and you get way more than you can eat. And that's why I always have to get the salad. My salad has arrived. I forgot to get the dressing on the side, though. The dressing's super, super good, but it's super, super sharp. And by the time I get down to the bottom of the bowl, it's like... Now I have to tear my napkin in half. This is one of those places that has the real nice paper napkins that are huge, and they're double thick, and they're about... tabloid size. And so I gotta rip them in half, then undo the plies, and then tear the plies in half. Then I have enough napkins. They've noticed me doing this enough, because I'm an idiot, that they bring extra napkins. So now we've got 18 extra napkins. I really shouldn't have to tear mine in half, but at this point, it's getting to be compulsive. Mmm, yummy. I do love this salad dressing, though, because it's super Greek-y. I don't know what's in it. Oil and some kind of vinegar and lots of herbs and some garlics. And there's a black olive, the Greek-y kind, and a tomato and two chunks of feta cheese and lots of herbs and garlic and stuff. It's so yummy. I can hear the radio being played over the speakers, which is unusual because normally they've got a CD player going, but I think they've only got one CD because every time I've ever been here, well, at least in the last 10 years, I've only heard that one CD. And one song in particular we hear every time we come in here. And I don't speak Greek, so I can't tell you any of the words. But the tune, it goes something like this. And I like to eat my souvlaki after I eat a salad and then dip it into some tzatziki. Maybe I'll have baklava for dessert, but I'm just kidding, I really wouldn't. I'm only saying this for the sake of my radio show. And that's what the song normally sounds like, except it's not in English. I don't know if you could hear that little bell in the background, but that's order up. I can see our food on the counter. Here she comes. She's gonna grab the food and then brings it to me. My hamburguesa. El Greco. Hamburguesa El Greco. Oh, it looks so yummy.
There you go. I know. It looks like it smells good. All right, guys. I'll check on you in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hamburger time. I can see all the yummy, delicious Greek herbs and a little bit of garlic on my hamburger. I'm really excited. I got to start going through my hamburger prep routine, which means first thing I do is I got to cut up these onions into little pieces so I can put them on my hamburguesa. My hamburguesa El Greco. I don't know what that means. I just fake being able to speak Spanish. All the Spanish I learned is from watching football. And then once I have all these little onions cut up, then I have to put on a little bit of the sauce. And once I got the sauce on the hamburger, then I gotta put some of the onions, sprinkle them all on here. Then I gotta cut the hamburger in half. Because I am a delicate flower. Don't get me wrong, I'll kick a hamburger's ass. But when it comes to convenience, it's knife time. I have taken my first bite of the hamburger, and it's abso-freaking-lutely cooked perfectly, as usual. And it is so delicious. And now I'm gonna eat a french fry. It's about 3 inches long, it's about 3/8 of an inch thick, and it's about 3/4 of an inch wide. The rule of threes. I always follow the rule of threes when I eat my french fries. Woo! That's hot. That's good.
It's very hot.
Hot fries, hot fries. Wait, don't take a bite yet. How's that French dip?
This French dip is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. And all I can really say is, okay. Oh my God, thank God for the Greeks. Or should I thank the Greek gods? I'm not sure who to thank because all I know is I like to eat souvlaki at least once a week. I like to play my bouzouki. What other Greek stuff do I like? These French fries are pretty good. I play zouk. Oh, I use Pythagorean theorem a lot. Yay, Pythagoras! I'm also a really big fan of ratios, like E. And I'm pretty sure that the Greeks invented ratios, but don't quote me on that. I'm halfway through my hamburger, and now I'm going to eat one of the pickle slices. These aren't the top dog pickle slices. These are the typical pickle slices, but They're still okay. I don't know who invented pickles, but it was probably the Greeks or the Chinese. I also kind of like Greek theater, but mostly because I like everybody's names, like Aristophanes and Persephone and Medea and Androcles and what are some other good Greek names? My name is Tobe. I probably wouldn't...
Zorba.
I probably wouldn't go over well in ancient Greece. I'd have to change my name to Tobocles or Toberagras or Tobastodle. Yeah. There we go. What do you think about Tobastodle?
I think that's the best one yet.
Tobastodle it is. Oh, I'm getting so full. But I've only got about one more bite of my hamburger left to eat. 1.5 bites. Call it 2 small bites. And then I'll have eaten the whole thing. I ate all my food today. I ate my whole salad, almost. And I ate this whole hamburger almost. And I'm going to drink almost half this cup of tea. And I got to eat more damn french fries. I'm a big boy now. If I finish this hamburger, they're going to have to let me order up the big boy menu. Normally, I have to get the children's meal off the Little Aristotle's menu. Off the Little Pythagorean's. The Little Plato menu. If there was a prize that came with kids' meals here, and no, there's no kids' menu here. This is a real restaurant. They would be platonic solids. You open up your little Aristotle meal. Oh, look what I got. I got a cube. Oh, I got a dodecahedron. Yay, Aristotle meals. All I need now is the tetrahedron to complete my set.
Collect them all. Platonic solids, one free in every Aristotle meal at Jim and Jenny's Greek Village.
For a limited time only.
I have done it.
I have won. I ate the whole damn hamburger. Now I'm going to eat my third french fry. This one is the same french fry aspect ratio as the other one mentioned. So I will not go into detail on its dimensions at this time.
It's so yummy.
Okay, I'm halfway through this french fry. I'm gonna dip it in a little bit more ketchup with some pepper. Here we go. The last bite of french fry. Soon to take the place of the mud shark. In your mythology, here he goes. The last french fry.
So yummy.
Yes. Victorious. I have won. I win again. No hamburger can defeat me. That's how you win lunch. With fortitude and resolve. And plenty of perseverance. Very admirable qualities to have in yourself and other people. Whew, now I'm all worn out. Now I gotta relax. I recline in the booth here, lean back a little bit, and let these enzymes go to work.
You're welcome.
And this is when I wish I had some kind of electronic stethoscope microphone that I could plug into this machine and then hook up to my guts so you can listen to my guts, which make the craziest sounds. It's always entertaining. But I wouldn't know how to go about doing that. Actually, maybe I do. Maybe I could build a stethoscope microphone. That would be pretty cool. Ugh. All right. it looks like hot chick has polished off that French dip. Let's see what she thinks. So, did you win the battle against French dip army?
I won and I have conquered it all.
Victorious.
And now I am vaguely reminded that I need to go to the grocery store again, but I don't want to go right now. I gotta chill.
Just gotta finish up the beverages here. Some bonus Foley for you out there, because I still really got half a glass of tea. I could drink it like a civilized person, or I can do this. See?
That's what I like to do.
And that just sounds better on the radio anyway. All right. Shall we flee the Aegean Sea?
Allons-y.
How do you say it in Greek? Okay. Now I gotta separate myself from this booth. And stand back up to the register. The hot chick has the magic card. Oh, so we don't have to do dollar monies, we just do plastic monies. And it goes beep, beep, beep. And you push all the buttons. And as we walk out of the restaurant to the strains of Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Because I just wanna need to get the zouk music going. They need to hire a zouk player. They need to hire me. Then I could get my souvlaki for free. Back out in the sweltering sun. Gotta find my keys to unlock the car. The car is not even locked. Good job, idiot. And so, I'm gonna head home. You've been listening to Toe Beat Lunch at a Greek restaurant on a non-radio. You listen to this while I drive home.
Boom!
we're back. And I've walked in, and as I was walking into my house, I checked my mailbox, and I got a chunk of mail here that we're going to see what's in it. Snail mail, not the good kind of electronic mail. The kind that they print on paper. And I like paper. So let's read my mail. The first thing I got is for Moon Place. And it says they have 4 metro locations. And they all sound like high schools, because one of them is Omaha North, one is Omaha Central, and one is Omaha South, which are all the names of high schools here as well. And this, not sure what they're trying to sell me in this little ad. Did I get anything that wasn't ads? Did I get any mail from people? No, I only got the junk. Okay, so this moon thing, that goes in the trash. And the next thing we got here is pizza coupons. Something about yards or lawn care. This is for Dish Network. I don't want it. I don't know what this is. Ooh, coupons for La Mesa. This is a pretty good Mexican restaurant. I mean, the food is really good, and I used to eat there a lot because the guy who owns it is the same guy who owned our Viper football team. I don't go there anymore. Ever since he gave up on the Vipers, I gave up on his restaurant. I mean, it's okay. It's kind of Mexican food for white people, so it's... I mean, it's kind of okay. Comida Blanco. Comida Blanca. What's this? Oh, here's that thing with the talking chickens again. And I like the chickens that are talking. I don't know what it is. I think they're trying to sell me some car insurance, because all talking animal commercials are... Oh, this one's for Burger King. Over $70 in savings for food that I don't eat. Okay. These are some ads for some mattresses. And as you may or may not know, I have no use for a mattress because I like to sleep on my floor. Here's one for chicken. Chicken in a bucket. I do not buy my chickens in buckets. What is this? This one's for school supplies. Why are they even sending me these? Oh, I don't even want this one. This is for a store that I've never even heard of. Do we even have this store here? Let's throw this crap over here. Oh, I didn't even get any real mail. Something about windows. With that lady that I used to like until she cut her hair. Here's some other kind of chicken thing. I don't want it. And here's 2 things for car insurance, because I know they're for car insurance, because they got that lizard on them. Oh, here's a thing for checks. And I always like to look at these, because sometimes they have some kind of checks that I want, but I very rarely write checks. And so I'm looking. Sometimes this company has Hello Kitty checks, and I haven't gotten any Hello Kitty checks. I'm looking on the... Yes, here they are. Hello Kitty Classic. Oh, and these are pretty good. Plus, you can get a checkbook cover that just has Hello Kitty's face on it and the polka dot bow. I kind of want that. The checks are pink and they have Hello Kitty silhouette. Gosh. How much do these cost? Oh, there's a little form to fill out at the bottom. I don't like to fill out forms. They make me mad and confused, but I kind of want Hello Kitty checks. All right. Here's the thing for the phone company, TV. Why is the phone company trying to sell me TV? Here's more Dish TV. Here's something where I get a free calculator. Free calculator. Call the Hartford toll-free. 1-1-800-555-3333. Llame ya. Llame ahora. I don't even know what it's for. Here's a pizza thing. And we're having a good day now. Guess what the last coupon is? The last coupon is Harbor Freight. And as you know, or may not know, I have a complete Harbor Freight addiction. And it's the best coupon ever. If you don't know what Harbor Freight is, Harbor Freight is a crappy junk company that imports containers full of the cheapest, crappiest Chinese-made tools. And they are junk. But they're also real cheap, so if you only need to use a tool once, you want to go to Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight likes to draw customers in with promises of free stuff, and so whenever they send out a mailing or anything,
they always send out a coupon for a free thing. And the best free thing that they give away is a multimeter, a 7-function digital multimeter. And they're free with coupon and any purchase. But any purchase is any purchase. And I happen to know what the cheapest thing at Harbor Freight is. The cheapest thing at Harbor Freight is a little snap-off blade utility knife, and they cost 29 cents. So for 29 cents plus tax, totaling 32 cents, you can get that little knife and this multimeter. And I don't even know how many of these multimeters I have. I love these coupons so much. This is the best thing. They also give away some screwdrivers. I got a bunch of those. And a tape measure. I got a bunch of those. Flashlights. Flashlights. The little black flashlight is the most common one. And I have so many of those, I can't give them away fast enough. Plus, sometimes they give away tarps. But I digress. The best thing they give away is this multimeter. And I have to go find my scissors so I can cut out this coupon so I can go to Harbor Freight tonight and get another... and get another multimeter. Hold on a second. I gotta go find my scissors. Okay, I went and I got my scissors. And while I was at it, I went downstairs to where I keep all my multimeters in a drawer on my electronics bench, and I counted them. I didn't really count them, because I'd have to unpack them all, but I counted most of them, I think. And the best number I can come up with is 22. Yes, I have 22 7-function digital multimeters still in the package, just sitting in a drawer in my basement, because I like multimeters and everybody needs one. And if you need one and don't want to pay, you can give me a call and I'll send you one. So let's cut out this coupon. Yay, another multimeter for me. And I notice here that there's an ad for their electric fly swatter too. And sometimes they've had coupons for these, because I have two of them. I would never buy this. It's $3, and it's just this, it looks like a tennis racket, but the tennis racket is, the strings are metal, and it's got a big handle. And inside the handle are two batteries and a circuit that ramps that voltage up, so it's like a tennis racket you can zap bugs with. Well, I took mine, and I took the metal racket head off. And then I did some modifications to the circuit inside, and I added some big, big, fat photo flash capacitors. And I stuck some wires out the side. Now it's my people zapper and not a bug zapper. I'd go around and zap people and make sparks, and it goes crack, crack. I'd tell you more about it, but we're running out of time. You've been listening to Tobe on Anon Radio. I've been opening my mail. I hope you've been entertained as I have been. Okay, bye.